It's Radio NFM 98.1, the voice of the Namaqua people. 20 minutes to 7. Like I said, I have a guest with me online this morning. His name is Lungile. He is from Some Who Meant. And we're going to discuss a little bit about this growth campaign. Good morning, Lungile. And how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I can't complain, my darling. Let's start off. For listeners who do not know what Some Who Meant means, who is Some Who Meant? What is it?
This is the South African Municipal Workers Union Medical Aid. It's a closed scheme for municipal workers in South Africa. It's one of the 5 schemes in the space of municipal workers. Some Who Meant is accessible to all employees of municipalities and entities like water boards that work with municipalities. Some Who Meant is the oldest scheme in the municipal space, and having been started as a bargaining council in the 50s, and now Some Who Meant has but over 33,000 principal members and cares for up to over 75,000 lives. Mm. And our offices are based in Athlone, Cape Town, and we are a national scheme.
What is your relationship with the union, SAMHU?
SAMHU was very dominant in the formation of the medical aid scheme. As I said, Some Who Meant started in the 50s as a bargaining council, and as a workers' council that stood for the rights of the workers, and a very good alternative for the black and the underprivileged. And it in 2001. It got its license as a medical, full-fledged medical aid scheme that self-administers. And so the South African Municipal Workers Union was very pivotal in the formation of the medical aid scheme. So we've got a rich history with SAMHU, but this also does not mean that our members come from members of the union only. Yeah. We welcome everyone.
Do you recruit your members from only Some Who, the union?
So just now, we recruit some our members from all from all unions, and also employees that are not unionized.
Okay. How big is your scheme in terms of numbers?
It's over 33,000 principal members now, and we care for about over 75,000 dependents and principal. In other words, our beneficiaries are that big.
Can anyone join Some Who Meant, or are there restrictions when it comes to membership?
Some Who Meant is a closed scheme. In other words, only municipal workers can join Some Who Meant, and also employees of entities like water boards. We have in Northern Cape, for instance, Sandy Bank Water, and that's one of the entities whose employees can join Some Who Meant.
Are you a viable scheme? In other words, are you healthy financially? Are you paying claims?
Yes, we pay claims. We are financially viable. We've got the highest reserves of the 5 schemes in the municipal space. The Council of Medical Schemes requires that 25% of the total contributions by members to the scheme be put aside as reserves so that claims can be paid from it against members' consultations with doctors and so forth. Mm. Now we have 4 times that, and which means we're very healthy financially. Some med can run for a year with paying claims, all claims that are eligible,
yeah,
without any contribution.
Okay, okay. You have two product categories that people choose from, option A and option B. Can you please tell us briefly about them?
All right. Option A is our entry-level option. It's chosen by members who are younger, and members who've got smaller families, or they're just individuals, and also for affordability. But members that choose option A get all the benefits that are in option B, but at a much lower scale. But members in option who choose option B choose our comprehensive package. They've got extensive benefits that are in option A, and they can also add extended family members like mother, father, grandchildren, because there are extensive benefits on option B. So it's our flagship product.
Okay. How do people join SAMHU MED?
Through the municipal organized inductions for new employees, where municipalities invite medical aid schemes to present their products, then our brokers and consultants in those regions can facilitate the joining of the of new employees to the medical aid scheme. One can also find us on the website. There is an electronic form that one can click on join SAMHU MED. Then this is on the landing page. Then it can take them to an electronic form. They can fill. It's just got basic information. Once we get that information, we allocate a broker or consultant to call them, to be in contact with them. Then that is another way of joining. Another way of joining is through our regional offices that are in some of provinces, so one can be able to access the brokers and the administrative staff in those offices can assist members to join us.
Okay. If I'm currently a member of another medical scheme, can I also join SAMHU MED?
Yes, you can. SAMHU MED will just require proof of membership to that medical aid scheme so that it can waiver any limitations as to waiting periods. And the only thing we need is a membership, proof of membership in the form of a certification or certificate of membership on a previous medical aid. Also, if you've never been a member of medical aid, you're welcome. We will gladly join you in.
To end of our interview this morning, how can listeners get more details about the scheme? And do you have an email address where they can reach you?
All right. Yes, we do. There's a lot of avenues. They can go to our website, which is www.samhumed.org.
Okay.
And yes, they can chat on that website. They can chat with a call center person that is on the other side. And it's very quick. It's instant. And they can ask any question regarding the medical aid. And they will get an answer almost instantly. And also, they can query on the electronic form that which a link on the landing page which is labeled Join SAMHU MED. And then it will take them to the electronic form, they populate, and then someone will call them back. And also, if they want my email address, then I can allocate, they can email me or call SAMHU MED directly. The email address is lungile.m@samhumed.org.
Okay.
Yes.
and a contact number where they perhaps can contact you?
Oh, yes. I'm available at my personal number is 072-7255-112. That's 072-7255-112. But they are also welcome to contact our contact center at 0860-104-117 between 8:30 and 4 o'clock. Yeah, during work, during the day.
Thank you so much, Lungile, for taking time to speak to us this morning.
Oh, Sala, well, you're welcome. Thank you to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Daai julle dit luisteraars, dis natuurlik Lungile op die lyn saam met my saam who met growth campaign het ons bietjie meer gesels nou het jy ook meer informatie daar rakende dit. You have more information regarding the saam who met growth campaign. Please join for more details, log on to their website or you can also phone Lungile personally as well or on the number he just provided to you guys. Stay tuned, NFM 98.1 One, the voice of the Namaqua people. Headlines for the 7 o'clock news bulletin. Mbalula claims fears of aviation crisis. Ramaphosa grants extension for the PIC report submission. And of course, in your entertainment segment for this morning, Prince William concerned about fragile Prince Harry after new royal documentary. All coming your way at the 7 o'clock news bulletin. Please stay tuned.